Days to the 2024 poll. Stop Galam Say Now, still on. Good morning and welcome to the news at 6. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, Hits 103.9 FM, Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi and on myjoyonline.com. Also live in all 16 regions of Ghana on X Spaces and on Facebook. Coming up, students with disabilities face expulsion from public universities in 3 days of unpaid fees as disbursement delays.
As this stands now, about a year now, they have not paid our school fees and course registration is ending on Friday. And most of our members are saying that they are going to defer their course.
Also coming up, National Labour Commission summons CLOSAG and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission amidst growing tension and threats of strike over new salary structure.
That conclusion that you anticipate that there will be a delay and therefore the response to your delay is a strike, for me, it doesn't gel. We have petitioned National Labour Commission to intervene in this matter.
In business.
Finance Minister Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam announces financial and technical review of entire energy sector. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And we'll bring you updates of the U.S. election as Donald Trump takes a lead as the provisional results trickle in. We're live at the American Embassy here in Accra. These and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay with me. Now, students with disabilities at public universities face potential expulsion due to unpaid fees, despite being on government scholarships that haven't been disbursed for months. Foster Kudasi, one of the affected students, shared on PM Express last night that they've just 3 days to settle their fees to risk being sent home.
For people living with disability, so they afford our school fees. But as this stands now, about a year now, they have not paid our school fees. And course registration is ending on Friday. And most of our members are saying that they are going to defer their course. And currently, when we went to the scholarship secretariat, they were saying that they don't have any money. So if we are saying that we are going to demonstrate or we are going to defer our courses, so unless we go to Ministry of Finance to release money to them before they can pay us. And currently, to this week, Legon, they are ending their course registration on Friday. So it means most of us, we are going back home.
Foster Kudese is one of the affected students. Well, Miracles Abuaji spokesperson for the Baumia campaign team is sure that the team will intervene if they win power. He spoke on PM Express.
The program clearly has to be constantly looked at and tweaked and improved. So you've run a program for about 3-4 years, it's encountered challenges. You need to find a way to improve upon what you have now going into the future. And that's what Dr. Mahmoud Bamia has spoken about. I don't think that this week the university is going to let any of them go home. I mean, this is a very important information.
But the vice president look into this?
Definitely. It's a very, resolve it? Absolutely. There's no doubt about that. It will be dealt with immediately.
Miracle Sabwaji on PM Express last night. Now, the National Labour Commission has summoned the Civil and Local Government Staff Association of Ghana, CLOSAG, and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission amid rising tensions and threats of a strike over a new salary structure. Listen to CEO of the Fair Wages Commission, Benjamin Arthur, who says they expect a ruling in their favour.
If you disagree with government's offer or its position, what is of importance is to communicate your position. And all that you could afford to do is to write and tell your members that they should take away their productivity and still demand their pay. That is most unfair. We have petitioned National Labour Commission to intervene in this matter, and hopefully tomorrow they have called all of us to appear before them. I'm sure sanity will prevail after the National Labour Commission has intervened in this matter.
You had CEO of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Benjamin Arthur.
Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Shopbox Technologies, a convenient service, Youth Bridge Foundation, Bridging the Gap for Positive Youth Development, and Syntex Tanks. Aya Strong, Aya Tough.
In our election headquarters, we start from the U.S., and Republican Donald Trump has taken an early lead in the presidential election. Provisional results indicate he has gained 230 Electoral College votes as against Kamala Harris, 182. For a candidate to win the U.S. elections, he or she is required to have 270 Electoral College votes to score a seat in the White House. And joining us this morning is Kenneth Jesse, who is live at the American Embassy. Kenneth, what's the atmosphere there?
Well, the mood here is not that enthusiastic. The U.S. ambassador and the American community here at their residence are keenly monitoring the election results on CNN. You've got pictures of the two leading candidates, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, displayed here. I've tried to pick a word or two from the people here, but none is ready to speak as of yet. But one source here told me that whoever emerges victorious, it is democracy that has won. But as has been the case since voting or counting of the votes began, Donald Trump continues to be in the lead. And of course, we continue to monitor what happens here and update our listeners.
Thank you so much, Kenneth Jesse. And back here in Ghana, flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, has urged voters to reject the National Democratic Congress and its presidential candidate, John Dramani Mahama, in the upcoming December 7 election. He says the election is a choice between Ghana's past and the future. He spoke at a rally in the Ashanti region.
And if you press our sound of you into December 7th, you are going to be a new or done for a new go, Unia, Unia, EMP, and co polling stations. Your Dachi Abba, Nayer Cotono. Your Dachi Abba, Naya Manum Babium, or best say your Dachi Amaye. In a near the one of the bar, maybe she shall fulfill Eba Ghana, maybe Sister Ghana.
And you heard there the flag bearer of the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Mahamudu Bawumia, indicating that the voters shouldn't bring in John Dramani Mahama and the NDC, and that when he comes, he's come to change the fortunes of Ghanaians. Now to the camp of the NDC, former President John Mahama is also surprised. The NPP's recent campaign advert is promising to support local poultry farmers, a promise he says contradicts their previous stance, where he said they mocked him for saying he will support the industry. He's been speaking during his OT regional campaign tour.
NPP is consistently the most inconsistent party. Because Adia Mosre say any Juma, a fata emebunu, and then the Masababe advert say Mother Moba, Moba Boy Mabunu, Mama Shem Koko. Moshe Omoman Emo constitutional. Omo say they are property owning democracy. And she say Omo ye partya omoba bemwa.
Still on the election headquarters, General Secretary of the Ghana Freedom Party, George Afful, has justified the filing of a fresh candidate for the 2024 election. The party yesterday filed Philip Apiakubi as new flag bearer, but a section of the party leadership, in a statement signed by organizer Richard Botry, in a counter statement indicated to the EC that the GFP has withdrawn from the race. But speaking on Top Story last night, General Secretary George Afful said the counter statement should be disregarded.
Our mother, the late Akia Donkor, is the founder and the flag bearer of the party. And she told us to consult this one, and this one. And you have done exactly that. So the constitution doesn't come in.
The constitution of your party doesn't come in?
He is the face of the party, and you have access to do A, B, C, D. So we have to go by our mother directives. At exactly 107, we are the EC, and we file our nomination. And Mr. Philip Apiakubi is our new flag bearer. And a running mate is called Vida Ishon.
Away from the election headquarters, trucking fires is essential to reducing the impact on the environment. Mahmoud Mohamed Nuruddin focuses on a new powerful fire mapping tool, delivering fast, detailed and reliable information for wildfire response into its edition of Climate Focus.
The system enables them to track satellite data products in real time for several applications such as land use, wildfire monitoring, weather forecasting, and climate modeling, among others.
The Earth Observation Research and Innovation
Engineer Eko C is a ground systems manager.
So the Earth Observing System affords us with satellite information data that helps us to detect fire hotspots in Ghana and in West Africa. The information is fed into an advanced virtual fire information system, which is an ICT-based information, to alert farmers and then other stakeholders about areas where fire is of high risk and where fires are currently occurring. We do this in near real time, as and when there's a satellite pass over the system.
It is Ghana's only provider of near real-time Earth observation satellite data.
So even though we have this infrastructure located here installed in Sunyani, the combined SWAT area for the satellite data products covers the whole of West Africa, some portions of East Africa, and then Northern Africa as well. This infrastructure is currently the only one in Ghana serving this purpose and providing Earth observation-related satellite data products in Ghana.
Climate Focus is brought to you by Joy News in partnership with Youth Bridge Foundation, bridging gaps for positive youth development, and the Climate Development Knowledge Network.
Mohammed Nuruddin's report bringing us to the end of this morning's bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM. Up next is Business on the Super Morning Show. Stay tuned.